CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Because we take it over. She said we take it over.
Mama, you never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, it's episode 6, and you're still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive. My name is Lesego Maphanga, and I'm always chilling with really sexy people. I got Candace Carlson and Craig Sfiso Ngonyama. Did I get that right, Craig?
You actually got that right, and it's very strange for you to pronounce it right, you know, for you to even say it full out like that.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very African name. Absolutely. Candace, can you say it?
Ngoma. Craig Sfiso Ngoma. What do you mean?
Ngonyama.
Actually means the lion in Zulu, ironically, while I'm
so
Shangaan.
You're basically Shamba. Did you mourn Shambas?
I didn't, because I'm Shangaan. You know, it's just so strange that I got the surname, but anyway.
Oh my goodness.
I'm that much of a mess.
So you didn't get to mourn the lion's death, Shamba's death?
I wasn't even involved in that tweet.
Oh my god. Like, where have you guys been? Why are you guys not on Twitter? Like, what the hell are you doing?
Listen, if you did mourn Shamba's death, like the rest of us and the rest of the world, just connect with us. So it's at clisscentral.com, hashtag Urban Culture Drive, or at clisscentral.com on Facebook. Again, hashtag Urban Culture Drive. Listen, we started the show with Freaky Dicky, right? Dicky, Little Dicky, whatever. It's Freaky Friday. Mm-hmm. So if you had to pick one South African for the day to be, have like a Freaky Friday, who would it be?
It would definitely be Lunga Shabalala for me. Absolutely, he's stunning, he's gorgeous, and I think he's actually becoming smart, and his acting skills are interesting.
So, Freaky, when you say Freaky Friday, or, you know, it's very ambiguous, so I'm going to say I'll definitely...
Okay, so let's get our minds out the gutter.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's definitely, there's no sexual connotations per se for a change with me. Can you believe that? I would definitely say Somizi.
Right, that's a good one.
Wild the F out.
Good one.
Your dog.
But if you were to make it sexual, though, who would it be?
If I'd want to smash.
Yes.
Your. There's a couple of niggas. Hey, can I. Only one? So if I had to pick one, I'd say JC Centella.
I got you.
And just to smash.
Ah, interesting.
Like, he doesn't even have to text me back the next day. Kishab or like.
So. Ulez, if you had to have a Freaky Friday, sexual or non-sexual, who would they be with?
Can I tell, like, so mine's quite easy, right?
Okay.
So let me just do this. It'd be this man, just so he can do.
I knew it was going to be a man.
It's a man.
Because patriarchy lives. It would be a guy, just so that I could do what he just did here. Listen to this. Oh, you know what?
Shut up.
No, you know what? It's actually my fault. Hold on. I'm going to fix this real quick. Just to like, check out my skills, guys.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Do not move.
I keep listening.
I think I messed it up even more. Wait, hold on.
My goodness.
Anyway, long story short, you are willing to smash cereal.
It's Cyril Ramaphosa.
It's definitely Cyril.
Okay, hold on. I got this.
I want you to shut up. Oh, I really do want to
order.
So I've never seen that man lose his cool like that.
He's pretty composed in general.
Yeah.
I think it was just over it. Like, wapapa.
Yeah, but I think also, like, when you have that much money, like, I think a lot of things, like, can tick you off, right? Because, like, what makes you wake up in the morning when you have, like, Cyril type of money?
I think that, you know, it should be the opposite effect. I mean, if you have that kind of money, a little should actually really piss you off. You know, because you already got bank. You already got guap. You don't have to get a lot of things, let a lot of things get to you.
Well, unless, like, you're, like, an arrogant little prick like Lesego, you know, who expects...
We're not going to make the show about you.
Thank you.
Please,
not
we're not
today.
Talking about you today.
Not today, bitch.
We're not doing this.
You actually have a point. So listen, I got a special request by producer Job, right? To begin the show, kick off the show with this.
This is probably about love now.
Well, you know what? Let's see what it's about. Let's see what it's about, right? And if you're at home, you get to comment and tell us what you think of this next clip. Is that cool? Is that fair?
Mm.
All right, let's kick it off a little song like this.
You know, as much as the next guy, I honestly believe that if you surround yourself with positive news, positive information, positive people, if your perspective on the world is positive, then on the balance, not always, but on the balance, your experiences of the world will be positive. Which is why when we do these musings, I do the best I can to share new information, get people thinking in different ways, share with you my own thoughts about my own perspectives, right? But the truth is, the musings do well because I'm also honest. And so this is an honest conversation, which is not necessarily positive, but it's honest. Let me also just say that there are some of you who are going to be offended by this conversation and, you know, tough, be that as it may. I just want to have a conversation quickly with white South Africans. And that's as broad and as specific as I'll have it. I honestly think that on the average, you guys have to decide if you want Project South Africa to work. I do. And I imagine there's some of you watching this going, oh, how can Vusi say this? I'm offended. You know, if it doesn't apply to you, then don't take offense. But I think on the average, you guys have to decide if you want Project South Africa to work. Here's the evidence. We're in 2018, which means we're 24 years into our democracy. And in these 24 years into our democracy, we've not meaningfully transformed our society. We've not transformed the spatial planning. We've not transformed the dispersion of economic power. We've not transformed access to financial markets and financial resources. We're not transforming economic participation. We're not transforming the education system. We're not transforming logistics and how far people live from the main towns. We're just not transforming it. And the reason it's not being transformed, and let's be honest for a minute, is because even though there is very well-regarded law and policy to argue for transformation, in truth, most white people, you guys have found the most creative, most ingenuitive, innovative ways to work your way around the system. That's the truth of it. I mean, let's just be honest. Whether you want to call it fronting when it comes to ownership and employment equity in organizations and businesses, or you want to look at what they do in preferential procurement when you lock black businesses out because they can't get good pricing mechanisms. All of that is this very well-constructed, sophisticated mechanisms. Even legislation, regulation. You know, there's now if you look at the regulation to participate in markets, it's different to the regulation that was there when the firms, which are now white, were started. So the black guy starting a business in today has to pay a premium to operate with a regulatory environment that you've written. But you're 40 years in, and he's starting day one. These are all very clear and deliberate attempts to thought transformation. And I think the truth is this, and it pains me to say this, but I think the truth is that the average white person thinks the miracle of 1994 was not a miracle. I think you guys just think it was just like, oh, it was just an event. No, it was a miracle. I don't think you fully appreciated how close we came to a civil war. I don't think you have. I don't think you fully appreciated how close we came to losing this entire country. I don't think you have. Because if you had done, black people wouldn't need to consistently remind you of the need to transform. They just wouldn't do it. You know, today in our fund, we work with entrepreneurs, predominantly, not exclusively, but predominantly black. And it's easy to see why it's hard for them to get into the supply chains of big white businesses. First, they ask you to bid for work. And by the way, we now have case studies where when they ask you to bid for work, they have long since chosen the white service provider who's going to do the work. They're just asking you to bid because the procurement policy says we've also got to give opportunities to black businesses.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Craig, do you agree?
Yeah, the bad music is loud. I agree with that.
No, maybe we should off altogether.
No, leave it. I think that was just like, you know, comic relief after what we just had. I completely agree with this man. I mean, I 150% agree with him. It's just that, you know, it is always easier to say those kind of things and to, you know, make those kind of opinions when you are as powerful as he is. You know, you're in the position that he is. He's quite an influencer. He's a businessman. He's a role model for a lot of people. It is easier for him to say. But for example, for someone like me, it wouldn't be so easy, especially if I'm stuck in a system where I'm predominantly, I don't want to use the word controlled, but yeah, but actually environment controlled by white people. I cannot really voice myself out.
It's not a bit of a dated topic. Like, are you not just like, I don't know, I'm a little numb. As embarrassing as that is to say, I am a little numb from the topic. Am I allowed to be numb from the topic?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you are, actually. I think, well, you know what, I'm going to give you a very random example, but relevant to what we're talking about. I'm tired of people, for example, always coming out of the closet saying we have to fight for gay rights. I mean, it is a relevant topic, but it is numbing. So I absolutely resonate with what you're saying regarding this.
Fiona, are you numb?
I think it's a boring chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very boring chat because we know this. We know this. If there won't be a collective effort amongst everyone in this country, and I know it sounds airy fairy, but we need to work together. It's not going to just happen, but it's going to take forever to happen. So I'll tell you that much. And as far as that goes, I mean,
it's like whatever, right?
It's whatevs.
It's like another conversation, another day.
Again,
it's always. You know, I'm just.
Does that mean that we have actually lost the essence of trying?
Yes.
To...
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've actually done.
Basically.
It's. Yeah. Give Nakishap. You guys fend for yourselves.
Yes.
You know, I had a good education. Kishapo. Now I'm so, fine. You guys figure it out amongst yourselves. But I'm behind you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like fees must fall.
Yeah.
You know, we were all on the sidelines for the most part. You know, all day we're in solidarity with you guys. But ish, keep it there, ne? Like, figure it out. Cool. We there. Like we appreciate it and we with you guys. But
that's actually
actively
quite true.
Getting involved, you know? Nah, kisha. It's like strikes that happen in this country. Like we're all for this movement and we believe in this change and the revolution, and but we're not present. Not present when these things are happening.
But also you've been, people have been tweeting, people have been present, people have been writing memoirs, whatever the case. Some have even written books. But still, it's still like, I'd just rather not deal with this right now.
You know, my thing is people have done a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But how effective is it?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, you can tweet until
you're
blue in the
face.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna help. It's like gender-based violence in this country. It's a mess. It's a mess. But we all tweet and we see these stories of these women coming out. Oh, my man beat me. He was trapping me.
Yeah.
And all of this. You see these threads land on Twitter every single day. And we're all like, sis, I hope you're okay. With heartbreak emojis and sadness.
Yeah.
Someone needs to come to the party. At some point, women, and I'll probably get dragged for this name.
Yeah.
But at some point, we as women need to realize.
Just let me drop this bit.
Our power. We need to get over our little insecurities. We need to become independent women. We cannot keep falling in this trap where... My mood and who I am is dependent on this man. It's ridiculous how women succumb to what some people call love. I don't believe that that is love. It's not love. That's why I say love is bullshit. It's a fucking illusion.
I think that's easier said than done.
Okay? It is easier said than done, and that's what everyone says. Everyone's like, it's easier said than done. But look, come on. I always say that the signs are always there in the beginning, guys. People always say, you'll find women that say, no, only after we got married, he started beating me. Lies. The signs were there from the get-go. From the moment you guys started dating, but it was things that you decided to overlook, you chose to overlook these things because it was minor. But look, it's going to come back to bite you. And you need to be assertive. You need to be assertive.
You know, it's such a strange thing when you talk about gender-based violence or whatever the case might be, you know, between a straight man and a straight woman. You know, in gay relationships, we never have that.
Exactly.
I've never heard of such a thing. Perhaps it does happen, but I mean, I've always asked myself, you know, women complain that their men beat them up, mm-hmm. right? But I've never in my entire life, no matter how big or masculine one guy is and the other one is like weak or small, there's never been like violence among them. There'll be other things. There'll be drama. There might be cheating, which is out to me everywhere. Mm-hmm. But you never find like a case of beating.
I think that's very interesting because if I were to contrast that, right, to females abusing males in relationships, we know that it happens.
Oh, yeah, okay? It happens.
But the only issue is that males don't go report it because they feel ashamed. Yes. So then my question then would be, if that's the case, then would it not be logical that in gay relationships, neither one of the guys would go report it because of the same issue?
Yeah, but also maybe...
Am I reaching?
I guess maybe it would be like if two chicks beat each other. Or two guys beat each other, it would be like seen as, you know what, they were just fighting. It's one of those things, you know? I don't know.
I think the dynamics are really different in gay relationships.
Here's my question. Are there abusive gay relationships, yes or no?
I think they are.
Yeah, there has to be.
It's just not being spoken about.
I think the abuse is different.
Someone will drop a thread.
Yeah, someone will perhaps drop a thread, but I think the abuse is different. It's mostly financial.
And maybe very, very emotional, I think, as well, because gay people are spicy. Like, the gents are spicy. Like, they'll come at you.
Yeah, they're over the top. They're over the top.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I just feel like the abuse would be when a young gay person dates a more mature, well-established, perhaps politician, you know, like we've seen in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, and someone like that has a lot of power, financial control, you know, that they control where they are, what they do, who they hang out with, whatever the case might be. And, you know, the person still won't leave because they know they're getting guap from this.
And that happens in straight relationships as well.
Yeah, but it's hardly ever physical. You know.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we cannot really say it for sure.
Because I suspect. But then again, I'm a pessimist. But going back to what you were saying, Candice. Yeah. It's time for women to voice out, etc., etc. I agree with that, but...
It's time for women to take back their power. It's time for us to know that we're enough, that we don't need a man, that... And I mean, you guys probably thinking this comes from a dark place, but like, guys...
But what does that mean?
I'm telling you...
What does it mean to take back your power as a woman? What does it mean?
For starters, you don't need a man. Let's start there. No one. You do not need a man. Let me tell you that now. Stop buying into these Hollywood movie trash that they sell you guys. You do not need a man. And then people will come and quote me or quote that what's that other line, no man is an island. Bullshit. If we're gonna bring the Bible in here, Paul says,
hey,
let me just tell you,
preach,
Paul,
girl.
Says in the Bible,
yeah,
look, it is good to be married, it's great to be married, but it is much better to be single. So based on what Paul said, look, I'm going to listen to Paul on this one.
Did he seriously say that?
He said that.
But he said it in a very different
obviously,
way.
Obviously, I'm paraphrasing, like, but that's the end point.
Sure, because you know, like you're changing my life. Anyway, producer Belissa, do you need a man?
Yes.
Who told you you need a man? Is it how you feel? Do you want to be validated, loved? Do you want to feel some type of way?
Why do you need a man?
I want to make a background analysis. Ne?
Okay, cool.
To most girls... or woman, when you are a girl, when you start getting, you know, a bit responsible and at that woman age, you start being told, don't sleep during the day. What man is going to love you like that? Make yourself pretty.
Make sure you're domesticated.
If you can't clean, it's like, who are you going to go embarrass us at your in-laws? You know, unfortunately, it's embedded in our heads that for you to be a woman or to be recognized as a good woman, you need to be a homemaker or wife material.
So you're saying that you were raised that way and hence,
we were raised that way.
Yeah, but right now in 2018,
knowing mentally, what you know now.
Knowing what you know.
You still do.
Subconsciously.
It's still there. Even if you say, okay, I'm independent, I pay my own bills, I can fix most of the stuff in my house and all in all. But you still need that partner. You still need that. Because, okay, you have friends who serve a different purpose in your life, who you can tell almost everything to.
Yeah.
You have, for example, your Auschain, who you can talk to about 1, 2, 3 in your life.
Yeah.
But you need that person that you're attracted to of a different sex, or even if gay, in other cases, same sex, where you can say this is, you share something.
You know, I think there's nothing wrong in needing someone.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But when that is, when you independently as a single person cannot live and breathe and exist by yourself, and that neediness to be validated and want someone, then there's an issue. But if you want to be with someone, that's great. But I feel like if that's motive, man, your
no,
your
but it's not that
right.
You're going to die. It's not like, oh my gosh, I can't live, or my life falls apart because I don't have a man. Maybe we can phrase it as, do we need a partner?
Yeah,
you know, do you need somebody that you cuddle up to, even if it's not sexual, but in a more intimate emotional connection of a supportive structure? Not that it can be sexual, or you need favors, or for them to say, you know what, Palace, you are a woman because you have me in my life, or you are beautiful because you have me in my life. No, just to say, let's just be together as men and women.
It's a very tricky one.
It is. But it's not a need. It's not in the hierarchy of needs. But it's definitely part of what you might need in life.
Because as people, we are social beings, right? So you have like mammals that are solitary, and you have like lions that are social animals, right? As humans, we are social. We enjoy to talk to other people, right? Yeah. We enjoy interacting with other people, right? And we interact with people in different ways. Because, you know, my issue is, theoretically, right, everything Candace has said is true. Theoretically.
Yeah.
I'm quite a solitary person. But I know I can't go longer than a month without... And there's something about a woman's touch, Candace. I don't know what it is. There's just really? Something about, like, soft hands. I don't know what it is, but it just feels good. So it's not a need, it is a very deep want.
I would definitely agree with you in that. I think, you know, sorry, someone actually explained this to me today, because I was going on about how I don't necessarily want to be in a relationship, be with anyone, but I'm obsessed with the idea of getting a dog. And he said to me, but that is a form of partnership. You actually want something to interact with for a while. You know, even if it's just a dog, it's quite chilled, you know. And after that, I was like, okay, cool. That's just quite interesting. And he said to me, later, you might actually get bored of the dog and you might want something else more challenging, more interesting. Mm-hmm. You might actually either want to adopt a baby boy, or you want some kind of interaction, some kind of partnership. So I do resonate with that.
But now the issue now is... You know, you can love things that are bad for you.
Okay. Now that's completely something. Meaning.
No. Let me, you can love things that. So, for example, Candace.
Narcotics.
No, not even. Let's like take it down a bit, right? What's your thing? Is it hot wings or dunked wings? What's your fave?
Oh, it's dunked wings.
Dunked wings.
Shucks.
So now listen. So like, we know dunked wings are bad for you, right? Because you gain.
Are they really that bad?
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
So Craig, and I need you to back me up on
you
this.
You want
right?
a rack today? Do you want a rack today?
No. So okay. Let's put it this way. So in life, okay, eating dunked wings and not working out is bad for you.
Absolutely.
Mm. Right? It's even life threatening to a certain point. Right?
Mm.
When you're having those dunked wings, you know it's bad, but you want.
But
them.
It feels so good.
But right?
It just makes me feel so good.
Is that how you feel about? Is that how you feel about a relationship?
I want to contrast
the point
it.
He's trying to make.
Yeah, I want to contrast it because it's good at that moment, right? But when you wake up the next day and you feel like a blob, you feel shit, right?
Yeah.
But the following week you'll do the same thing. So now if I go to, and again, guys, it can be male or female. There are males that get abused, okay? It can be male or female. And I go to this person, and this person says, "Listen, Lesego kissed me yesterday. It felt so good. It just felt right. I love being
in
his arms.
I think I'm in love with him."
And then, like, later on, 10 p.m., I'm there emotionally abusing her. Like, what are you doing with your life? Blah, blah, blah. But do you see how difficult it is?
Yeah, it is. Mm. It's quite tricky.
It's exactly the same thing.
Mm, I get it.
It spawns from a different place, but it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't know what the solution is.
Fam, you just need to cut your losses. I've always recommended that option.
Yeah,
cut
I always say,
losses.
You know what? Charge it to the game, bro.
Just... cut your losses. You've done the most. You've done what you needed to do. You've tried to make the person happy, what they've tried. Just cut your losses.
It's like toxic relationships and like toxic friendships, you know?
Like bad romances.
Yeah, like you know they're bad for you, but it feels so good.
Like it's like being with someone that when you guys are together, it's magical.
Yeah. In fact...
But you guys know that the two of you together, it
kind of reminds me of toxic friendships because, you know, they're full of drama and it's exciting, but also...
But also you're just killing yourself.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Yeah.
What?
And I know that like Ken's gonna go crazy for this, right? This entire topic reminds me of this one song, and I want you guys to listen to it and tell me if you relate. Yeah. All right, here we go. Ooh, yeah.
I'm waiting Tuesday. I'm fading, and by Wednesday I can't sleep. Then the phone rings. Hear you, and the darkness is a clear view. You come to rescue me. Wrong with you, I fall so fast. I can hardly catch my breath.
So literally like for like a whole 4 minutes, I just turned into like a white girl, like proudly even. I don't know, just smash it, guys. If you don't like that, I don't think you have much of a soul. Craig, did you like this song?
My absolute dope favorite track of all time, Ashley Sims.
I think we needed that because of like the conversation we're having. But it actually got me thinking, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch on the mic. I'm going to switch on the producer mic. Producer Palessa, is Job there with you? Job is, oh snap, he's not there. I wanted to put him on blast.
You know, because the thing is, what I like about that track kind of reminds me, if you look at the video, they're on studio. And what are we doing? We're in studio.
Yeah.
There's always a cute girl. You know what
I
mean?
It actually reminds me of being about 10 years old.
I remember.
When it dropped.
And you know what's funny about that is that back then, we were all broke. You know what I mean? We were like super broke. We think we're broke now, but like some of us, you know. But back then, we're like purely just, you know, it was okay to be broke.
Brokenly broke.
It was brokenly broke. Nickly sharp with my, 100 rand per week type of
no,
allowance.
But I was born into a wealthy family. I was balling.
I wouldn't give a shit. Anyway, moving right along. The majority of us who didn't have rich dads, you know, who didn't come to raise, got a convertible.
Trust fund babies.
Trust fund babies.
Guys, it is what it is, man. You know, like, live your best
I'm
life.
I'm literally so jealous.
Because I don't know what's happening, but this year, I'm noticing that people are quite broke. Like, I'm not even, you know, I'm not even joking with you. People right now, I don't know if it's just the spending habit or people are just very broke. It's like, you know, if you had, you know, we remember we had that December vibe fever. Mm-hmm. Okay, we survived like a Jan, Feb, March, April. But now everybody is just complaining about money. It's like consumers are just struggling to make the bare minimum.
I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
Drug addiction. You laugh.
Seriously.
Telling you, these cats are spending racks. I had a mate of mine, really great job.
Yeah.
He dropped $6,000, like, on just...
Umaga.
Got one night. Go groove. On just cocaine.
I thought it was alcohol. You know, I've been thinking that it's just alcohol, because we do drop
There's
a lot of racks.
Something about cocoa.
I thought it was just because people were, like, getting more and more comfortable with admitting that they're broke.
No.
They'll never it's be those kind of people. I'm telling you.
You know, because I mean, if you really think about it, people are supposed to be every year earning a lot more,
getting better and better and better.
But it's because these financial institutions, aka Les, are offering us more credit every time. You know, every time they see that your salary or your cost of company is going up, they're like, "Ah, fam, we can actually increase, give you an extra advanced what?" You know what I mean? I mean, like this morning, I logged into my FNB. You know, banking app.
Must have been very nice.
And you know what they said? They said, we see that you've been paying your house consistently. We can offer a loan against your house equity. So in other words, what I've been paying for the last 2 years, I must just, I can loan that amount. And I'm like, you know, and I think that's the problem. We just want to always, we're busy. We want to spend. And I want to know, what is it that you think a lot of people, especially in Joburg, Pretoria, What is it that we're, you know, putting
spending
money on?
Money on nice time. I'm telling you.
Give me an ad.
Go run stats. You're a researcher.
Yeah, no, absolute.
Do a whole market research, Shandy. I'm telling you, it's nice time.
So the nice time is what's causing us and drugs.
Nice time is killing us. And with nice time, I'm saying social activity. So yeah, getting a whip to look nice. Was thing. Looking the part. Markham's account.
Yes.
Wait. Actually, Markham's now has Fabiani.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're seeing cats rocking Fabiani. They feel like $1 million. Kumnandi. The game is changing as we try to, and we're just trying to keep up with the game.
I always thought it was like small-time
boys.
No, I thought it was like those small, habits that you think aren't hitting as hard.
Those are the very ones that trap you.
You know, like that cappuccino that you get every morning, you know? And then, like, the next day, like, you get a muffin with it, you know, when you get to work. I thought those little things just start to add up.
I don't know. I think, you know, so there's just certain things that we do, especially when it comes to just that period between the 15th and the 30th of the month, you know, the government people getting paid on the 15th, and then the streets are just crazy.
Shaking.
Yeah, the streets are just shaking. And I work in Pretoria North. Guys, it's a frenzy, you know, and you see Sandton on the 15th, you see Sandton on the 25th.
Bruh.
It's mess.
Like the city shakes. It shakes.
The excitement in the office, people are not even able to relax.
Yes, because I know when I was living in Centurion.
Yeah.
So most of the population in Centurion, especially within the CBD area, make up people that work at Outsurance for the most part, especially my age demographic. Right? So they all work at Outsurance. Everyone knows Outsurance gets paid on the 25th. Sometimes money clocks in gather 24th.
Yo.
So within that time frame, I'm telling you, it's like the lights are brighter in the streets of Centurion.
But why is
it? It is litmus.
What?
I don't know. You know what the thing is? It's
And the thing is, what's worse is that most of these cats are like on overdrafts, they're on loans and whatnot. But they still get
repos.
But they still get excited over that payday. For me, I feel like payday is the worst because money in, money out, kishap. You know, I go back to my misery.
Yeah.
But like, people still get that.
You know what I want to find out?
Yeah.
I mean, producer Belissa. She's on the phone. Are you on the phone?
No, not really.
Okay. So, I mean, you don't have money like the rest of us. What do you spend your money on?
I also don't have money like the rest of us.
I also don't have money.
Well, I was finishing my mom's house.
Aww.
Black tax, guys.
I thought you were going to say something like they've ripped you off for like alcohol or something.
Guys, I had a lot of responsibilities last year. I was taking my siblings to school.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Wow.
So this year, the big plan is to buy a car.
Listen, awesome. Love. You know what? You deserve this. Like, your good Samaritan-ness just pretty much, like, outbalances, like, the rest of us who are just, like,
that
living.
That is black tax.
Yeah, that is real.
That is real black tax.
That is real black tax.
Yeah.
It's firstborn responsibilities. They're just deputy parenting, by default.
By default.
Yeah.
Deputy president. I'm stealing that.
No one are you a little last born, so you can't be deputy.
Imagine out here claiming those kinds of titles.
You don't even know that struggle. Don't even think about it.
I always thought that last ones were supposed to be the dumb one that stay home with mama, you know, become the useless druggie.
It's the one that always gets every freaking
thing. Yeah, gets everything, but instead here...
Do you know what I think what actually happens? I think because the parents usually mess up the first one, right?
Yeah.
And they get a little bit better with the second one, but they mess that one up as well. Usually like the third or the last born is like the one that gets raised properly.
I can vouch for that.
They know exactly what to do. I mean, if you're last born and you messed up, that's all you. You can't even blame your parents for that. Like, that's just all you.
Yeah, no, absolutely get that. Hey, but I just feel like, you know, we need to be very careful about the way we spend our money. I mean, I get that it's easier said than done. I mean, it's not always practical. Like, Abu Pali, I mean, it's not really practical for me to give her like a savings plan while she's got black text and it's very random, you know. But I think for the rest of us, if we can, I mean, if I don't go out for one weekend, I know I save a nice 1-2K just by staying at home and watching, you know, I don't know.
Bing Bonang reruns.
Or practicing on the show, you know, reading the book, finishing the book, the Holy Greek book.
Oh, guys, that's a very deep inside joke. You don't want to know. Listen, I want to find a producer job. Can we get a producer job on the mic?
What up, G?
What do you spend your money on? What stupid things do you spend your money on?
It's a tough question to ask because now I don't have money. So, literally, the little that I get,
yeah,
for petrol to come to work, or that bread so that we have food.
Yeah.
That type of vibe. But yeah, before when I had money,
yeah,
stupid things I used to spend my money on: food,
takeaways, like junk food. Yeah, that's a big one.
And I'm not a clothing person. Clubbing. Whenever I come down, because I was in the Bundus, remember?
Yeah.
Mm. In Limpopo. So when I do come down,
oh, you let loose
for that weekend.
You let loose.
A good 2K, 3K.
What's going?
Must just release.
Kind of, don't you wish you were like Job's friends back at that in those times?
I mean, I did experience the last bit of his money.
Oh, the Zaga.
And it was nice. Mans used to buy lunch, every single thing, constantly. I would crave wings. I'd get into the corner, I'd be like, wow, I'm actually craving wings right now. He'd be like, let me get you wings.
It's nice being
so
you,
we lived our best lives, fam.
I never had none of that. I was like, yo, I'm hungry. Your job was like, yeah, go drink water. Like, we're actually working, fam. All right, thanks, producer job. So, listen. We've spoken about a lot today. We've spoken about abusive relationships. We've spoken about abusing money. I don't know. That's quite heavy. Are we just an abusive culture?
No, I think these are things that are like really happening, you know. But I just feel like the money stuff is stuff that we never really want to really like deal with, because it's real, you know. It's like there, it hits you every day. But you're like, I'll be fine.
Okay. Well, you know what? Job, I mean, Craig will be fine. I don't know if I'll be fine. I don't know if Candace will be fine. I don't know if Job will be fine. I don't know if we'll all be fine, but it's the one thing I do know. This show will be damn straight. You bitch, your sweet ass. We won't be here. We will be just fine.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Anyway, I've been talking too much. Let me shut up.
Yeah, please shut up. Give me a chance. Give everyone a chance on this table. This round table discussion. Anyway, listen here, guys. So I'm going to balance you guys on what's been happening in these streets of South Africa as well as internationally. We touched on the Met Gala yesterday, right?
A little bit.
The theme was heavenly bodies, guys. So I want to know, like, we've obviously seen the theme interpreted a certain way. What's your take?
I felt like those people...
Was it too literal?
I feel like it was too literal, but also it looked uncomfortable. I mean, especially what Solange was wearing.
Man.
I was like...
How did you sit?
Cardi B and... Nicki Minaj looked stunning, but Cardi B, it just looked like...
And we all know this is the invite you want to score when you're in the entertainment industry in the States.
$30,000.
This is the one you
want to
get.
Per seat, $30,000.
I mean... Also, I want to know, like, so with me, when I thought of heavenly bodies, right, I was thinking your body, Craig. So I would have just got dressed like you.
You would have been just dressed in men. Yes. You would have been just dressed in different
clothes. I would have just gone in your body. That's how I would have interpreted the brief.
I really felt like it was going to be something very subtle, but yeah, it was just quite dramatic. I mean, they did the most, though.
Yeah, they did the absolute most. Pretty dope.
I'm trying to think. I don't know who I would have... I don't know how I would have, like, been there dressed. I'm just still confused. I wouldn't know.
You never follow themes. This I think you would true. Have... You would have pitched, like... Who was very bap? Who was Avs?
Trevor Noah was very Avs.
Yeah, but at least he had, like, the cross.
Yeah, but that was Avs, though. Like, come
that
on.
Was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it was like a jacket with, like... It was a bedazzled jacket.
Like that.
It was a bedazzled jacket. That's what it was.
Whatevs. Anyway, also your homeboy 2 Chainz proposed to his fiance. I think it's corny.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I think it was just attention.
But at that attention. Yeah, that's it.
He was attention. Like, really who does that, loser?
Guys, can you just stop being nasty? Some people are out there trying to be love and be.
No, that's like proposing to like your fiance at like your year end function at work.
Or at someone else's wedding.
You know what I mean?
Unnecessary.
Like you're being a lot.
Don't be that dramatic in life.
Yeah.
Guys,
calm down. Anyway,
speaking of love, speaking of love. So we have a new favorite relationship goals couple in South Africa, guys.
We do?
Yes. Proverb and Lisa Lowry. Dude, he is so whipped.
Tell me anybody who has upgraded better than Proverb, guys.
I wouldn't say it's a complete I wouldn't say it's an upgrade.
No, it is an upgrade. Yeah, I mean, he went from
his wife wasn't, there was nothing wrong with his ex-wife.
Yeah, but she's not Miss South Africa. Okay. Is she?
And she's not from El Dorado.
Okay. No, but you know, listen. One, Liesl is hotter. That's true. Yeah. Two, she was Miss South Africa, yeah. So she has that title. Mm-hmm. Fact. Three, we'll see. But I think she's just a better person. I mean, I'm sorry.
But they are sweet. I'm sorry. He's been posting about her like all week long. They've been posting each other's pictures on the socials. It's so sweet, and the captions are really corny and mushy, but it's really cute to watch. So I hope this one lasts longer than a couple of months. I hope she doesn't find herself a rich man like his ex-wife did. No shade, by the way. These are just facts. Facts only. Anyway, moving on to some politics, guys.
I don't even want to go to politics yet because, yes, they like relationship goals. But, I mean, later on, at 5 o'clock, we have other relationship goals coming through. And I want to test that one to see exactly how goal-y are these relationship goals.
Okay. Anyway, Candice, move along. Please.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Do you want to disturb his
Do you want to have this show?
Can we bet if Reason HD will come with his girlfriend?
I don't think he'll come with Lute. Lute is busy. She's doing
You don't think
he'll
come? Do you think he'll come with Lute?
I don't know. She's too tall to come.
Yeah, no, you're right. Let's move on. Sorry, Candice. What are you saying?
So, in South African politics, the DA specifically, your fave Patricia de Lille is no longer a card-carrying member of the DA, guys. Her membership has been rescinded. She claims that her problem started when she started talking about transformation in Cape Town, and so she feels like they're getting rid of her because of that. I don't know, Patty.
But the thing is, I'm gonna miss Patricia de Lille. Like, who's got a dramatic name like that?
I mean,
when will you? It's like Genevieve. You know what I mean?
It sounds very premium.
Exactly. But I'm gonna miss Patty.
Patty will push forward. Apparently, she addressed some crowd this morning, and she actually pitched up to her office.
Yeah.
After being given the boot, like, she pitched up to her office this morning. There were pictures on Twitter. Like, this is like, no, I'm here.
No, but wait up. There were the independent Democrats that merged with the DA, and now she gets booted.
Yep.
She's 50% share owner of the DA, basically.
Not quite, though. I mean, I think, well, yeah, they merged, but even when they merged, DA was still bigger than the ID.
Yeah. Mm.
So pretty much they just consumed them. But I mean, do you guys really think. Okay, let me not.
What do you want to say?
As a colored person, Candice.
Yeah.
Do you think that the DA gives two F's about black people?
No.
It's just a front, right?
Yeah, it's just a front.
Like, we all know this.
Yeah, no. Let me just tell you something. White people will never love us. It's period.
Well, except Dory.
Except Dory and Craig. And Greg. It's the same thing. But Craig is also low-key white, so.
But not as worse as Les. Les is the worst.
No, but I mean,
Les and Lesego Mapanga, at least.
but we all know. We all know that DA, like, they do not fucks with us. It is what it is.
Yeah, we know that. Anyway, moving along to sadder news. Today marks 14 years since the passing of Mabrrr.
Yeah.
Guys.
Gone too soon.
An icon. She was 39 when she passed in her sleep, so rest in pieces. Imagine she was still alive today, guys.
I would be lit. Instagram your fave would be lit.
Your fave would never.
Would never.
Your fave wouldn't even be a thing. Your fave would not have existed.
But you know what? I would have actually interviewed her. You know?
Oh, definitely. My brr. And also, last but not least, so you guys remember the Touch My Blood challenge by AK?
That
thing was a whole scam, hey?
That was soap up.
He used his in-house people to...
Yeah, I mean, what was the point?
So that was really just PR. Terrible at PR and marketing.
Terrible.
Take some cues from the Kardashian family, guys.
Yeah, or the Childish Gambino, you know?
And the thing is, he made it so obvious.
I mean, he's just like, Beam Group 1.
And I mean, like, one of our... I mean, our graphics guy, Twanky... I think had like the best.
Shout out Twanky if you're listening, baby. Like, you should have won.
And that entire flippin' stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so over these South African celebrities and they like butt PR antics, hey?
They're the worst. They've got the I think you could probably Google a better PR strategy than these cats. I'm telling you, you guys are trash at this thing.
Like, and then it's like a stupid, like, fake breakups. And then, like. One person's being another person's beard, but we all know that the other guy is gay.
And fake tours.
Mm. Like, fake tours. Like...
Oh, the fake tour is my favorite. Like, where are you touring from here to Limpopo and back? I know.
Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in to the Urban Culture Drive. We'll be back for round two. Catch us on VOOV Central at literally 5 p.m. Guys, it's been real. Catch us on the socials. Guys, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Insta, LinkedIn, Snapchat. We're on all of it at hashtag Urban Culture Drive. It's been real. It's a wrap.
Ciao. CliffCentral.com.